Can we make our justice system accountable to people? How would you rate our justice system on a scale of 0 to 10 in view of the following facts? Number 1, no one has been brought to justice for the extrajudicial killings of at least 2,000 people, 1,300 according to the U.S. State Department, in the 2003 quote-unquote war on drugs. Number 2, on May 30th, 2009, a court inquest ruled that no one was to blame for the deaths of 85 of the 1,500 peaceful demonstrators on October 25, 2004 at Tak Bai, 78 of whom suffocated after being bound and stacked on top of one another in army trucks for several hours. 3. No soldier has ever been prosecuted for abducting, torturing, or extrajudicially killing Muslims in the South. Quote from Brad Adams, Asia Director of Human Rights Watch, on the torture and death of Imam Yabakoseng while in military detention during March 20th to 21st, 2008. The fact is that in Thailand it is practically impossible to bring to justice any high-ranking official for crimes relating to corruption, abuse of power, or abuse of human rights. With such overwhelming impunity, there is no incentive for law enforcement officials to pay attention to civilized or ethical standards of behavior towards suspects, nor for politicians to keep away from personal enrichment. While the rich and powerful enjoy their immunity to the justice system, our prisons are grossly overcrowded with over 160,000 inmates, the vast majority of whom are from low-income families and have been convicted of petty crimes such as gambling, drug abuse, petty theft, purchasing stolen goods, etc. For the poor facing criminal trial, conviction is almost a certainty as they don't usually have access to proper legal representation and are generally advised by their court-appointed lawyers to plead guilty so as to be eligible for leniency. I haven't been able to find any direct figures for conviction rates by the criminal courts, but in 2007, a total of 498,576 criminal court cases were completed, from which 641,681 defendants were convicted. Interestingly, while the numbers of people convicted by the criminal court rose only slightly from 2006 to 2007, from 620,957 in 2006 to 641,681 in 2007, the numbers sentenced to prison rose from 65,787, or 10.59% in 2006, to 102,178, or 15.92% in 2007. Link given. At the same time, the number of people sentenced to death more than tripled from 302 to 963. I think that the courts should explain these phenomena to the public. Was there some kind of new policy directive? From whom? While the mainstream media is reluctant to comment on court verdicts in Thailand due to strict contempt of court law, both the Thantawut conviction and the March 11th appeal court ruling on the Somchai Nilapaijit case, in which the conviction of police major Ngun Tongsuk was overturned due to insufficient evidence, and Ankana Nilapaijit and her daughters were denied the right to appeal the case to the Supreme Court as co-plaintiffs, have been subject to extensive commentary by the online media community. I think we have to admit that Thailand's justice system is in pretty bad shape, and by that I am referring to the whole system, from investigation to prosecution to court trial. In practice, the system is highly discriminatory as it is impotent in dealing with quote-unquote state criminals while it metes out factory-like punishment to the poor. There is no equality before the law in accordance with the principles of our Constitution. What can be done to rectify the situation? I have only a few suggestions. With respect to investigation, we really need to make a complete overhaul of the Department of Special Investigation and make it an independent agency, immune from political interference, but accountable to Parliament. The DSI should also be devoid of any former police officials and instead be staffed by competent recruits trained by foreign agencies in case management, forensics, and investigative techniques. What can be done to reform the police? This is a pretty hopeless task. The best that can be hoped for is structural decentralization into local forces supervised by local administrations and, if possible, closely monitored by local community organizations. We need to have really effective witness protection programs and to provide adequate financial rewards and special immunity to whistleblowers on cases of official corruption and abuse of power. Finally, we really need to make the courts accountable to the public. I would like to see the introduction of a jury system, although most legal experts would disagree with me, arguing that Thai juries could easily be bought. But most urgent and important is the need to reform the contempt of court law so that the media can report in detail on court proceedings and so that both the public and the media can freely discuss and comment on court rulings. Hopefully, we will be seeing much more discussion on how our system of quote-unquote justice can be reformed and made accountable to society.